Number one, God's love is consistent. Did you catch that? It's consistent. Now, we just had the Super Bowl. Who was cheering for the Giants? Anyone cheering for the Giants? Right. Anyone cheering for the Patriots? All right, so we got a few back and forth. Well, I remember several Super Bowls ago, and this was actually quite a while ago now. The Oakland Raiders were playing the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And my friend Jim was pumped up. He's an avid sports fan, but Jim's one of those guys that's a bandwagon fan. You know, the guy that changes teams, who's ever the best at one time. We go over to this person's house, and Jim finds out who's ahead. And at the time, Tampa Bay was ahead, so Jim starts cheering for Tampa Bay. He's like, oh, them my boys. Yeah, I love Tampa Bay. Yeah, Tampa Bay, who are you cheering for? Yeah, go Tampa Bay. And all of a sudden, Oakland in the third quarter, if you remember the game, they scored two back-to-back touchdowns. So the whole time, Jim's going, go Tampa Bay, go Tampa Bay. Oakland scores two touchdowns. All of a sudden, he becomes a Rich Gannon fan. Yeah, Rich Gannon, he's my boy, yeah. What's wrong with your brain, Jim? You can't cheer for Tampa Bay and then cheer for Oakland in the same game. God's love for you is consistent. It's not like, oh, when I do good and I'm doing all these things and I'm doing right, God loves me more. And then when I stop doing those things and I'm not doing right, God loves me less. God's love is consistent for you. In fact, in 1 Corinthians, the Apostle Paul says, the love of Christ constraineth me. God has loved you so much that he sent his son to die for your place. Do you love him back in return?